Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Yo, I need the weed.
Rantula!
Handle your business, yeah. Nigga.
Mr. Cole, what up, man?
What's up, dog?
Yo, doctor, this motherfucker. Right. Get off shitty ass meth.
Yeah.
We gonna do what the fuck we gotta do.
Yeah.
Hey, yo,
I get it started for you. I get it started for you. Doing this, I know that you can. I get it started for you.
If school was pussy, I wouldn't miss a day. Bitch, John Jay, play around the way fish fillet. Taste the truth, act, no more lies like Michelle. Keep my kids brought like they was born in East L.A. Talk your mouth, don't be by the ounce, twins, let's sit down. That shit they talking, don't add up, I say what kid down. Can't drop, can't block, most of all I can't stop. Rep my handcuffs, been fighting bullies in the sandbox. Mystical, mystical, oh yeah, that's my man Doc. Whooping sheep's clothing, hit you with the lamb chop. Throw him up, blow him up, like the wick, blow him up. Shit showing butts, half of y'all ain't even old enough. Cuz on, I'm coming dirty like Cuz on. Come on, like Buzz Lightyear, let's get our buzz on. The ladies in the club like, let them dollars and they babies be at home like,
I get it started for you. I get it started for you. Soon as I get it, 'cause I know that you were waiting for me.
On it, sometimes get lost on it. America's most no time, my car warming. Timberlands and night airs in the fog running. We job hunting with no IDs. Plus my pump carry all the minerals I need. I'm a flow top speed. My crew fight it out like indoor hockey. It's war when I bleed. Sugar, come here. Throw that ass in the air. I leave blunt guts and broken glass everywhere. I write with bare hands, but I'm a gorilla. Broke out the zoo with Mr. Cal and my nigga. Fuck your Ferrari. I'm inside of Verena with fat chicks. Arguing whose body is bigger. I'ma get my smoke on. I'ma get my freak on. Really get they poke on. Here's some more dope to show for.
I get it started for you. I get it started for you. Soon as I get you, I know that you will fail.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, T.A. to the Z, and you are currently listening to Whatever Wednesdays. That was Method Man, Red Man, Mystical with Tarantula. You know, I always got to start off Whatever Wednesdays with a Red Man, Method Man track. You know, they get it in, so I got to get it in for my peoples. You are currently listening to the anniversary special. Today, 9 years ago, was the first time that I ever made Street Thoughts, and it all started with a little hip-hop forum because I used to do the text on Def Jam. They used to have the forums. I don't know if they still got them now, but they had the hip-hop forums. People used to go in there and battle and do text text verses and shit like that, you know what I mean? So I was like, you know, that seems pretty cool. I wanna do something like that. So I made the little forums and people started coming in, posting their stuff. We was texting back then, and then eventually, you know, we evolved to doing audios and people started doing other things, and here we are now on Streets Radio. We got the magazine popping off and a whole worldwide hip-hop community. So we're going to get it cracking. I'm going to play some songs from, you know, some supporters that have been supporting Street Thoughts for, you know, these last couple 9 years or whatnot. But, you know, one thing I do know and I realize now, being the ninth year being today, it is make it or break it season. It's no more playing. You know, we've been doing this for a long time. Those that I fucked with, you know, it's been 9 years or almost 9 years or close to it, or however many years you've been doing it, or however many months. We've been doing it for a minute. So it's make it or break it season. You know what I mean? Well, we're going to go ahead and go on to the phone here and see who's here on the line. You are live on the air with your girl TA to the Z. Holla at me.
Yo.
Yo, what's good?
What's poppin'? Yo, it's Rel.
Hey, how you doing, Rel?
Hey, man, it ain't nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to just come by and show some love, you know what I'm saying? It's only appropriate, you know what I'm saying? You had me reminiscing, talking about what we used to do back in the day on them boards, man.
For sure. This is the homie Relevant, you know, on the line representing me more, you know, holding it down. Why don't you tell the people, you know, from your recollection, like, how you met me in Street Thoughts and everything and how we became cool, and about how long ago was that?
Hey, that was probably like around 2000, maybe 01. I'm not even sure. Probably a little bit before that, for real. But, you know what I'm saying? We used to be on them boards, man. We used to battle. You know, I had HBC, for real. You was with Parental Advisory, I believe. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We just used to get it in on the text, man. We was like the cannabises of the net, for real. Like, we had a big word and everything, you know what I'm saying? I mean, back in the day, it was mad fun, you know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, you know, because everything is popping more with the YouTubes, and, you know, we had the MySpaces popping off now, and that's faded off. So now, you know, you got Facebook, you got Reverb Nation, you know, you got other outlets to actually showcase your music. So in essence, it's a good way, but, you know what I mean? It's I don't think it really has that homegrown experience as far as being on the board.
Right. Because,
you know, we really did network. Or at the time, you know, we wasn't even aware that really networking for real, but that was a real good way to network, you know what I'm saying, if we were still doing it. But, yeah, you know, it was just mad fun.
Man, preach on, man, nigga. We started this shit, nigga. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But you know what I'm saying? For real, we didn't know. Like you say, we didn't really know what we was doing. We was networking, but this was like, you know, for people that, you know, are used to YouTube and MySpace and all that, we was doing this before niggas was even doing audios. We was actually texting, and, you know, people that way could critique your style, see what you're talking about, and it just helped you get better and develop your style. Unfortunately, by the time we transitioned to microphone, some people didn't sound as good as they did on text, and that's probably why you don't hear them now, but, it is what it is. But, I mean, back then, you know, it like you say, it was more of a homegrown experience because all we had was text, and niggas would hit up the chat room, you talking shit, we'll text you up real quick. The whole crew will come in there, and niggas would do some shit. But in the end, if you was tight, it was still respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And I don't even know why, but as soon as you said, you know, we transitioned over to the microphones, the people wasn't sounding as good as they were in text. I just thought about one person for real. I ain't even gonna put them out there like that. And I think you know who I'm talking about.
Because I know it's the same people too, probably. But you know, we'll holler at that one as well the later day. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna put nobody out there like that. But you,
you know why I do it? We ain't even about that right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a celebration, 9 years in the making. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, why don't you tell, you know, the people, you know, how they can hit up, you know, Relevant and, you know, a little bit about yourself for those cats that ain't knowing.
All Oh, man. Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Really, you know, I got something in the making right now. You know, I always got something in the making, but I'm a officially have it popping off for real. You know what I'm saying? I got a 12 series mixtape that I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, get popping off called Character Defect for real. I'm working on step right. one for real. I still got my monster in the mirror that, you know what I'm saying, I'm working on for real. I'm currently with MA1 Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? We are a local, you know what I'm saying, music company that's in Baltimore, you know what I mean? Just trying to showcase our ability and you know, just showcase the artists. You know what I mean? You can reach me on, you know what I'm saying, Facebook. I'm on there for real. You know, it's, you know, www.facebook.com/relevant. That's RELLLIVENT. You know what I'm saying? You can reach me on Reverb Nation. You know what I'm saying? Just type in Relevant. I'm on there. So, you know what I'm saying? That's basically what I'm doing at this point. You know, just trying to get my music popping, and then that's where you can, you know, listen to some of my unreleased tracks and older tracks, and, you know, I'll be guaranteed to hit you off with some good music. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to slide, you know, a couple tracks over to you, you know what I'm saying? Because it's been a little minute since you heard some new Relevant anyway. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
That's what's up, my nigga. Hey, man, I'm still thinking about you. Said you one person to mine.
I mean, if you want me to put it out there, I'll put it out there.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Nah. You know what I mean? That's funny, nigga. You know what I mean? Because I already know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I'm an artist for real. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? I really paint picture-perfect Picassos for real. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I think you just
said that. You know, see, niggas had to be there, you know, during those times, because we was on, you know, Freestyle Universe, and I had my little Street Thoughts, and what was it, Metaphorical Sickness, and, you know, Sacred Society, Underground something. I can't remember that other one, but there was quite a few. We was everywhere. If you had to be during them times, that shit was funny, though, for real.
Oh, yeah,
crazy,
yeah, you know, yeah, urbanflows.com.
Oh, so,
it was a good time, man. It was a real good time. You know, I wish I could go back. You know what I'm saying? We had the little crew beef and everything, man. It was just, everything was just fun, man. So...
It was. It's changed so much, you know, because really back then, you know, we was just all on SoundClick, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then, you know, now they have, like, all these other ones. But, you know, I like Reverb Nation, you know, out of all of them, they kind of have everything in one right now, so you don't have to necessarily be on, you know, so many different sites all at once. You can just do it from one thing, and it hits up your Twitter, your Facebook, and MySpace and all that. You know, that's what's up.
Oh, yeah, and I would really love to give a shout-out. Shout-out to SoundClick, you bitch-ass motherfuckers. Y'all want to go ahead and switch everything up, try to take niggas' music, you know what I'm saying? Niggas been doing stuff for years, man, and y'all want to go ahead and put these new laws and these new rules up in that, and really, it shouldn't even apply to us, you know what I'm saying, because we wasn't even under that contract for real. But you know what I mean? It's all about Reverb Nation now, and that's what it is.
It is, and they need to go ahead and upgrade and get with the times, because we made y'all back then, you know what I mean, and we had it cracking back then, and I feel them. They locking up people's songs, and there was a little thing beforehand that you just let them upload and do whatever. Now people is like, well, you know, if it's copyrighted, basically just using other people's beats and stuff like that, then you just hereby check this. But back then, they didn't have all that. So if we were doing it before this all became into, you know, progression and going on, you shouldn't have the right to go lock up somebody's stuff. You should give them time to get their songs, because some of that, you know, is all we have is memories to go down back to where we was and where we're at now. You know what I mean?
Right, you know what I'm saying, and really, if the industry was like that for real, wouldn't that nigga make a mixtape for real? Because they couldn't handle beats directly, unless you're doing all original beats.
Exactly.
Now, SoundClick, they got my blood boiling right now.
That's what it is, man. Well, you know, Relevant, I want to thank you for calling in. It's been a long road, but we going to get it, my nigga. And I got a track here, you know, the latest track I got from you from You Know I Ball. So, you know, when you get some more shit popping in the making, you already know how to get at me. Send it to me so I can get you in rotation. But I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce this track, and we're going to go ahead and get back into the mix.
All All right. Well, you know what I'm saying? This track is, you know what I mean? You know I ball for real. I'm not even sure really if I'm going to use it. You know what I mean? It was just something to showcase what I could do, you know what I'm saying, to the current label that I'm on. They was failing it. So, you know what I'm saying? The rest is history. You know what I'm saying? Look out for Monster in the Mirror. You know what I mean? Character Defect. It is what it is. You know, Street Thoughts. Much love. Taz, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. And here it is.
All right, no doubt. Good looking in. Good looking out for calling in, my nigga. Much love.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
The new blueprint, homie, toast to my success. Talking old school, new school, has been vets. I feel also blessed with the style that I possess. Collecting more T notes, the G and treble clef. Listen, relevant, I'm in the game without a ref. This is vintage flow, excellence at its best. Little niggas still bringing pins to test. You would think they know by now, but they ain't quite learned yet. You see the game's unchanged. You're all about the witness, like LeBron in the paint, posting triple double digits. Numbers don't lie, well that's what's been conveyed. Men and women tell a story, you believe what they say. Haters pray and pray on my downfall. Mirror, mirror on the wall, says I'm flyer than them all. I'm flyers in the mall. You pissed up won't stall, even in this recession. Say it's simple, ain't nobody hotter, baby. I sweat my verses out, something like Nevada, baby. Or something like my baby, have her doing something crazy. MA1, the label that will truly pay me. What swagger, baby? Where they do that at? Cause they ain't doing this. My aura's unscratched, my flyer's unmatched. I want my cheddar stack, provolone, maybe Swiss, even Monterey Jack. Baltimore on my back like I got attacked. Leave him in a sticky situation, call it dime attack. Or Mr. Chiroprac, the way I'm cracking back. Just like a running back, I keep it coming back. To all my haters, you know I got no time for that. So I'm wishing on my Audemars as my money stacks. I'm going in, I have no choice like my turtle tax. Either way, I'ma keep that money coming back.
Grind harder, write my rhymes tighter. Business, rapper, white feet for hire. I have to drop fire and continue on my path. Non-believers that hate us, how long would it last? I have to grind harder, write my rhymes tighter. Business, rapper, white feet for hire. I have to drop fire and continue on my path. Non-believers that hate us, how long would it last? Put a spin on this record, let you know when I begin this straight reckless. F, I'm pull them out, it's great sexless vibrations. Pacing my flow, racing to the flow. Let me show you what I'm working for. Merking this track like a 44. Simply slow or fast, nympho raps, pen and pad. Murderous track, damn that chick is bad. And all I ever had was my mic and my pad. It's a rap, I'm effing hip hop like I'm mad. For your parents, it's a rap, it's apparent. I'm a parent to hip hop, dropping wordplay. It don't stop, I won't drop it. Unless it's classic, you bastard. My billboards plastered across the maps, it's traffic. I have to grind harder, write my rhymes tighter. Business, rapper, white feet for hire. I have to drop fire and continue on my path. Non believers that hate us, how long will it last? The baddest, I'm all about
this, I've had it. I'm leaving my competition with a back split. Even across the mattress, you not coming like Taz is the advantage. It's swift kicks and slishes, rap fanatic. Imagine me on stage, whack MCs panic. I manage to tear the roof off the attic. I'm an addict. The disadvantage happens to be your fate. My face strong, look at my plate, it's so full. I can't wait till it spills with God's grace. Watch them hate, it's a blessing. Only hits is when I'm catching top spot. Just watch my session, my check and look at my weapons. I keep stepping to this beat. Who wanted with me? I'm one deep and only thoughts is my stream. I have to grind harder, write my rhymes tighter. Business, rapper, white people high. I have to drop fire and continue on my path. Non-believers, the haters, how long will it last? The baddest, I'm all about making a track list. I've had it, I'm leaving my competition with a back split. Even across the mattress, you not coming like Taz is the advantage.
I'm legendary anchorman Ron Burgundy. Sitting here in my Aquajet 9000 enjoying, my usual meal of steak, waffles, french fries, and, of course, scotch. Now, if you don't think this song is the greatest song ever, I will fight you. That's no lie.
Pay attention, it's on. Staring at my city lights through the plane window as I write this song. Have faith when I do it, I'ma do it bigger than they think. I don't just flow, I overflow. I be filling up the sink like I left the water on. I run this bitch if anybody asks. Ain't much changed since high school, niggas still be in and out of class. S-class or the brand new CL5 on them haters. Black paint, chrome trim, same color as the logo for the Raiders. I just said that cause I'm out in California in the studio with Taz. You should give us credit, niggas killing people, we could all be doing that instead. But we not, we just kill a summer every single time I come around. Never chase hoes, but we do be laughing at the niggas trying to run them down. Not I, not me, Y-M-O-B. Call Jazz, call C, bet both of them would agree. Get viewed, get judged, get booed, get love. Shit getting done around here, do you, not us.
Yeah. I'm gonna need what I want, cause this life's made for living. You got to know, nothing's for sure, faith in the stars. I'm gonna need what I want, cause this life's what I'm giving. Gotta keep my faith in the dark clouds. Once upon a time I met on this coast, explosive doses, she wrote this, but tell me, who chose this? Sin City's innocent, really when it's inside my mind, co-signed with a rhyme and a big pen, once again it's eight even odd. Can't applaud with one hand, can't be guard with one fan, or can you stand you, if not Pastor Jackson Daniels? Grip that, hit that, now I sip that lightly, when I hold my mic tightly, and I write nightly like Spike Lee, let me break it down. I've been had it made since the 8th grade with a fade, rapping by the swing, and the bell never really rings. Class in session, there's no recession for this upper echelon. My testing is K-O-S-F-R-E-S. H in a place with a grace and an outer space mind that got a raise. Don't be something that you're really not. Sabotage the universal plot when the planet Earth's rock gets hot. From the sun, don't get God, just get God. Yeah, see that?
What I want, cause this life's made for living. You got to know, nothing's for sure, faith in the stars. I'm gonna choose what I want, cause this life's what I'm giving. Gotta keep my faith in the dark clouds.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, TA to the Z. You are currently listening to Whatever Wednesdays. It's Whatever on Wednesday. You know, we play hip-hop, we play underground, R&B, alternative. We rock out, we get it in. Don't matter. It's Whatever Wednesdays. Shout out to the homie Relevant that called in a while ago. you know, represent B More, and we hit him up with that You Know I Ball track. Then we went into a track for me, which is Grind Harder. And then you had KOS featuring Drake. That was just playing just now. It is the anniversary, if you just tuning in. August 11th, 2001 was when this shit started. It's make it or break it season. You know what I mean? Real talk. It's nothing to get it in right now. You know what I mean? That's when things first started out. And, you know, we showing love today. So if you know Street Thoughts, call in. 646-478-3243. If you know me, call in, or if you just want to, you know, show love, call in. We also going to be having some prizes, you know, a little bit later in the show that I'll go ahead and announce a little bit later, but we're going to go ahead and get on the line here and see who's on the phone.
Hey, yo, this is B.U.D.
You're on the live air. Hello?
Yo, hello, this is B.U.D. What up, Tab?
Hey, what's cracking with you?
Oh, man, shit, I missed you on Sunday, so I told you I'd call you on Wednesday. I'm up early, you know, trying to handle some biz, but I'm up early grinding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what's up. Good looking out for calling in. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
No,
yeah, I mean, this is Seattle's B.U.D. For those that ain't knowing, he was on the cover of Royalty Magazine that just came out in this August. And, you know, he's out here in the 206 representing. Real talk.
That's right.
Why don't you tell the people how you got started?
Well, I got started about 12 years ago, you know, getting out of high school, just freestyling and rapping at Rainier Community Center every day with all my partners and homies and stuff. Then I met a producer, Kevin Gardner, and his brother, and they put me on, brought me up in the studio to start showing me how to do it for real. And ever since then, it's just been moving straight up from that point on.
That's what's up. All right. And you just do music as far as just rapping? Do you make beats or do any other kind of production or anything else in the industry?
Yeah, I make beats. I mean, I'm a studio engineer. I went to school for studio engineering and stuff. But for the most part, I just been focusing on being an artist because I wasn't trying to do everything at once, you know.
Right.
So this album is comprised of a bunch of different producers. I executive produced the whole project, but I use, you know, a bunch of different producers.
Mhm. All right, and that's for the Chronic Illness project that you recently had came up with. Can you tell the people a little bit, like, how you came up with the concept and, like, the artist and beat selection for the project?
Okay, yeah, I came up with the concept of Chronic Illness a long time ago. I pretty much was doing some research in school and stuff and then came up with the term Chronic Illness and found out that, you know, 70% of Americans die from that illness. So, you know, my name is Bud, and I figured if I did Chronic Illness, most people would just relate it to Bud. But it really stands for long-lasting sickness. So like I said, 70% of Americans die from that disease. So it's something I kind of wanted to touch on. As far as the artist, I pretty much just used a lot of the talent from Seattle that I recognized, the people that I worked with that I knew and grew up with, and kind of just came together and just put together some good music. I'm still waiting to do something with Taz. We're gonna get together and get some and knock out something real special.
Oh yeah, for sure, definitely.
Yeah.
We definitely gonna get that back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gotta get it
popping. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. I'm feeling the album. I'm definitely feeling the album, and it's something different to listen to because, you know, nowadays sometimes you just hear music and people be trying and they so determined, but it just all sound the same after a while, you know? And it's like you start listening to it, you might feel like the first couple of tracks, but it's like change up your flow a little bit or change up the beats or something because after you get past track three or four, you're like, man, I'm cool. But you did your thing on the first couple tracks, you know, but, you know, that's what I mean when I, you know, something refreshing and something different, you know, and with your style. And describe your style for those people that ain't, you know, checked out the album or heard anything from you yet.
Okay, well, I'm more considered like a songwriter, lyricist. I, like, wrote all the hooks on my album, even the singing tracks, like Get Away or like Ice Cold featuring Kevin Gardner. But I'm just more of a lyricist. I just try to take it back to writing good music. I rarely curse on my songs. I just use straight lyrics. I'm just trying to hit you with bars. But like you said, I think I've been to a lot of shows, and I watch people's shows, and then you see them, and they got this confident swagger about themselves, like they're really about to go up there and just murder the track or something. And then you go see their show, and it's like, I don't remember anything you talked about. I don't remember nothing. Like, I watched your entire show, and I don't remember one line. I don't remember one song. I don't remember anything. I just watched you up there just performing, so... Not to be negative or anything, but I kind of feel what you're saying is like a lot of people sound the same, and not because they're rapping the same, they're just not, they're not doing anything new that really just stands out to me. So, that's kind of what I try to do on my record. I kind of try to just be original and just, you know, give them some different type of creativity with every track.
Mhm. Yeah, that's how you got to be, especially being an artist. It's always about changing and learning, you know, and what people usually do is like, okay, well, somebody will come out with a certain hook or a certain style, and then everybody got to run and do that now. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, man. That swag, you know what I mean? I mean, people got swag and stuff like that, but I really hate that word now because everybody want to do a song about it. It's everywhere, and it's not... I don't know, you know, pretty boy swag and all that. I'm not cool with that. The beach and stuff be knocking sometimes, but what is y'all doing and what is y'all talking about? It's all the same.
Exactly.
You know?
Tupac was the first person to say thug. They're still using that 15 years later. Are they still going to be using swag in 15 years? I mean, be the first person to say something. Be the first person. Like my song, Ice Cold. Most people talking about women are hot. I flipped it all the way around. Women are ice cold. You know what I'm saying?
Say something new.
Say something that separates you for you saying it, not because you recreated or recycled someone else saying it. That's kind of corny to me, in my opinion.
Don't overdose on it.
Yeah, if you listen to my album, you don't hear me say nothing about me being a thug. You don't hear me saying nothing about. I don't think I say anything about swag. I may say it, but I say it real tastefully. But I'm not trying to.
Right.
I'm trying to be me. I'm not trying to be someone else.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. And what are some of the tracks? You know, you mentioned Ice Cold. What are some of the tracks that you would say people, when they hear the album, those are tracks that they must peep off top?
Well, definitely Sound Off, because it's a 206 anthem. I came to get this Puget Sound off, you know. So I got that's a Puget Sound anthem. A lot of people from Seattle like it. Ice Cold, obviously, every time I do that at the club, the women just start dancing like crazy. You know, Get Away featuring Mary Dean is another one of those tracks. It's more of a grown person feel good music, talking about, you know, taking a trip and getting away sometime. I got a lot of tracks that a lot of different people, but what's funny is like when I ask people what their favorite track is, I get like a different response from a lot of different people. So that's kind of good, you know?
Yeah, it is. It shows that you got a little bit of something for everybody. People got their certain songs, but, you know, that's good that certain other songs that you'd be like, okay, well, you know, that's my whole album. I know my shit is tight, but, you know, from the response, I thought it was these tracks, but I'm also seeing that these tracks, you know, was being felt too. So, you know, that just shows versatility and all that stuff, you know, that's what's up.
It's a lot better than people listening to 18 of my tracks and talking about they're like two or three, you know.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, being from the 206, like, how would you say, like, Seattle music has evolved from then until, like, right now, 2010?
Wow. It's evolved when you think about the Mix-A-Lot and Diggable Planets, where they came from. It seems like they had a very big part of hip-hop history. So it's like Seattle does have history when you think about Quincy Jones, Queensryche, Hart. It goes all the way back to even Ray Charles, who made it about here. I think Seattle's been a very magical place. For years, it's been like a place where other artists really just came to get their music off. But now you see more talent scouts, a lot more producers, a lot more things coming up out of Seattle. So it's like Exhibit was on Cube 93 last week saying that he thinks Seattle, the next biggest talent is going to come from Seattle. But personally, I think we've got a lot of creativity in Seattle. We've been overlooked for years.
And why do you think that is? Like, why, you know, mentioning, you know, that people are now noticing things, but there's been a lot of talent out here, you know, for a while, but people weren't knowing about, you know, people besides, you know, Sir Mix-A-Lot and, you know, the people that really, really made it. But why do you think it's taken so long for Seattle to blow?
I think, like you kind of talked about it for a minute there. A lot of the people are rapping about and talking about the same exact stuff. So it's like if they're not, and either they're good, and one of these major talents to come up here be interested in them, and then they find out that these cats is kind of shady, man. You know, they really don't got their mind right to be ready for the industry, in my opinion. You know, I've seen people from the same crews. I've been in the same situation. People from the same crews spending all their time hating on each other.
That's the number one thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you look at Atlanta, or you look at other places, LA, or places, even Tennessee now, they're really big in the music industry now. But they got their mind right though. Atlanta is talking about nothing but Atlanta. They don't care. It's like you're not from Atlanta. You're not really the stuff as far as they're concerned. You know. So I mean, I really think it's taking just now for us to. You see people coming together. You see me and you are doing the interview right now. And I think it takes more of us coming together than more of us running around talking about we're the best in the planet, because you're not.
That's real, because people just, you know, they fuck with you for ulterior motives, or, you know, they hating on you in the end. They just want to see where you at. So what they can try to do is basically try to take away from you instead of coming together. But all in Seattle is not like that, because if you look in places like, you know, Beacon Hill and stuff, where the Asians stick together, you know what I mean, in places like that, why is it that we just everywhere? That don't make no sense. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But that's a major setback, real talk.
Shady mentality, and I think a lot of people watch what they see on TV. They watch different situations with other people's crew, and they see this person put out a YouTube video, so they figure, hey, that's hip-hop, so that's what I got to do. Let me go ahead and put a YouTube video out about my homeboy, since we ain't working together no more. It's like, okay, nah, you guys might not be working together no more, but you guys still was homeboys. You guys still grew up. It just doesn't go that far, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just you see E-40 picked up somebody out of Portland, Cool Nut. He hasn't to pick up anybody from Seattle, and this is one of the places he blew up. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of tells you what's up. You know, we're just now getting our mind right as far as I'm concerned. We still got a way to go.
Yeah, and we do, and I think it's because it's make it or break it season, basically, because we all in
like
a recession.
Said.
We all going through what we have to go through, and there, you don't have no choice no more. You have to go.
Yeah.
Hard, or you got to go home. You know what I mean? But, you know, still in the same sense, people still do need to come a little bit more together. People are starting here and there, but if we did it all, you know, not, I mean, everybody can't necessarily work with each other in the world, but if we all came together as a movement, we would make some big noise, for real, because there's a lot of talent out here.
And, you know, another thing, Kaz, I think a lot of people will have a mixed up opinion of what hip-hop is and what they're supposed to get from hip-hop. Some people, like you and I, a lot of people like you and I don't have love for hip-hop. Like, I remember our boy, we went to high school, you and I went to high school together. I remember our partner Jason Terry put up some money behind a couple rappers up here, about six or seven of them, and all of them was running around the town talking about they're the best in the crew. You know, so it's like, this man put up all this money, put up dang near half a mil or something like that. That's my partner. So it's like, and then, perfect example, me, who didn't, nobody put up a dollar in my record. I put up all the money. Set up all my own connections. I didn't backstab anybody to get my record done, and it's like I got more done than everybody from that crew. No pun intended. No disrespect to anybody in that crew, because I'm cool with a couple of them. But a lot of people in that crew had this guy put up all that money, and you still ain't get nothing accomplished. You still don't have a record. While you running around talking about you're the best in the town, you still don't even have a record out. No one knows you. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, I honestly, my opinion, I just think people need to get their mind right, Taz. They do,
and I think when you do it yourself and you start from the ground up, you appreciate it a little bit more, because, you know, including myself, I paid for all my shit. My first album that I ever put on CD, maybe, you know, real talk, basically, I didn't have a CD cover or anything. This is back when I first started rapping. I didn't have no job. I didn't have no money. All I had was the internet, and I knew how to do certain things and promote myself for free. But I'm like, oh, I could put my CD on here. Fuck it. I ain't got no CD cover. I wrote on that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Real deal.
But, you know, I wasn't going to let it be the fact that I didn't have no studio to go to, and I didn't have all the equipment, you know what I mean, to do that. I didn't let it stop me, because when I try to talk to people up here and network people in my hometown, basically in the end, all it is, because I'm a female and they're a dude, they trying to do something else besides of what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get some beats. I'm trying to get some graphics. I'm trying to get it in. And so over the years, I just taught myself how to do it myself, you know, and ain't nobody, you know, gave me nothing really like that. But, you know, people started coming out the windworks around the world and started supporting the movement, and it's all about showing love to get it back right now, you know?
I mean, I mean, like you said, and look at all that work you did, and now, like, you'll put out a issue, and then you got people coming to you after they see someone else's issue, like, let me get on the next issue. Like, dang, did you even show love for that artist? You know? They ain't done nothing for you. They ain't show you no love. They didn't put up no money. They wasn't even supporting you when you were trying to come up. But as soon as they see something that they can shine off of, that you put all the work into,
they just want to come up.
You know what I'm saying? It's sickening. But, hey, all you can do is do you. You can't really do nothing about anybody else. So, you know, that's why.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, for the record, Taz, I appreciate it, because all my people are going into your magazine. They just think it looks so official. And they're just like,
that's what's up.
you know? So, yeah.
That's I appreciate that, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we went back to school together, so it was cool to connect with people.
That's real, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm not really tripping about getting signed and stuff like that because, you say, people, if you're getting signed, you're seeing the outcome of what I've already created. You weren't there when I didn't have $2 to rub together and I'm out here trying to slay my CDs and it's either the music or the bills. You know what I mean? You weren't there. You see the product of what I created and what I struggle. So all I really want for you, from you, is pay to promote me, pay to be on your collaborations and tracks, pay me for shows, pay me for tours. But I really don't want to be signed. I want to keep it independent. I just want to get my money so I can live off of it, you know, because
like
the world says we need it. You know what I mean?
I really do. And I think like, too many people, I mean, that's a good mentality to have because that'll get you apps. It gets you signed, being independent. But too many people up here want to attach their name to somebody like a Jason Terry or a E-40, or if they want to attach their name to somebody just to feel like or say they're doing something. It's like, after that, what are you doing, though?
You did a
show with E-40. Okay, how many people are talking about you, or how many people are talking about E-40?
Exactly.
That mentality. It's that mentality. You cannot come into this game feeling like something's owed to you or somebody's supposed to give something to you. You have to work for it. You know, that's my
sense of a groupie, you know what I mean? Because groupies do what they do, but there's rap groupies too. You know what I'm saying? But
You and I.
Hey, man. Look, we could go on and on. I can
on
see already. We could just be chopping it up, but we got to move into this interview because it's the anniversary season. We ain't got that much time, but we'll definitely chop it up and, you know, get you back on and maybe do some more shit, you know, because we can definitely get it chopping up. But back
to the
Seattle scene. Who are a few cats that, you know, from your perspective that you worked with or who you think are talented that people should look out for people that may not know about them?
From Seattle scene?
There's definitely
the people that I work with on my album. Kevin Gardner's an amazing producer. His younger brother, Trevor Gardner, is an amazing producer. Mary Dean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think there's a bunch of rappers that are there that are making a nice little wave for themselves. We got Frame. We got Cheese and Leo. We got Young Walnut. He's on my album. A couple people are locked up, but I'd say there's a lot of talent coming up out here. Chocolate. I mean, we got a bunch of singers and stuff. Other than that, look for myself. Look for Taz. Look for Young Grinders. Anybody up here grinding it, I got respect for you.
Exactly. All right. And what do you feel that you bring different to the rap game?
Loyalty, humble, and just a hard grinder. Not too many people that have there are people. I would say there's not enough of us up here that have put the work that I put in to get my own record done, you know. So I would just say I bring originality. I don't think I sound like anybody. I've come with a style of my own.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's what's up. We'll definitely, you know, play a song from you here off here in a couple moments here. But any upcoming shows or any other projects that you want to tell the people about?
Oh, I'll be in Duval Music Festival this Saturday. I'll be in Tacoma on the 28th, Fuel on the September 10th, Nectar Lounge on the 23rd. I got a bunch of shows coming up. Other than that, just look out for me. I mean, we're all supporting each other, so you'll hear from me.
And what's your website?
On my website, I'm actually on Reverb Nation right now, reverbnation.com/bud206.
Okay. All right.
Oh, no, I'm done with it.
All right, and what are some of your goals for the rest of the year to try to accomplish by, you know, 2011?
I'm trying to do as many shows as possible, just keep selling this album on iTunes. Going to try to be starting this tour pretty soon, trying to get up out of Seattle. Other than that, just grinding it. Like your song say, grinding it, grind harder, write harder.
Exactly. Well, that's real. And I appreciate you for calling in, and it was a pleasure, you know, to get you in the magazine. For those that haven't checked it out, go to www.royalty.streetswithaz.org and check that out and make sure you see his feature in there as well as some tracks and some other artists. I try to, you know, let the underground shine because that's what Royalty Magazine is. It's time for the underground to shine. Definitely show love to the mainstream, like real cats like Redman, Method Man, Busta Rhymes, you know, people that influenced myself. But it's mostly about the underground, and it's our time to shine.
That's right.
All right, any last comments or any shout out to anything you want to say to the people?
No, just much love to the 206. I really believe we got next. So from your boy BUD, look out for that chronic illness. Keep supporting Taz, Royalty Magazine, Street Thoughts Radio. And let's just get it.
All right, let's get it in. 206.
Thank you. 206, Tam.
Sound off. You don't want to make me sound off. When we blow it, makes a sound off. I can't even get this music sound off. When we get on and watch the turn sound off.
Just for target practice. Hard to match this, the big screen, starving actors, starring rappers, hip-hop is multimedia, sales is down, who held the crown, talking inside encyclopedias, yeah, I'ma squeeze the game to the last drop, ask not, you got in the game with the mascot, your hustle game's unbelievable, be crying by small amounts, I got accounts receivable. Hell no, I don't wanna be like you, or your shadow, south in Seattle, rockin' sea light blue. Walk around with a short fuse, I'm dope sifted, don't get it, twisted like corkscrews. This is 206, got a blue 4/5, hit the set, I bet you won't trip. Yeah, he frontin' like it's his town, till them killers start gunning, no longer will he start running like Chris Brown.
Sound off, you don't wanna make me sound off. When you blow it, makes a sound off. I can't even get this music sound off. When we get on and watch us turn the sound off. You don't wanna make me sound off. When we blow it, makes a sound off. I can't even get this music sound off. When we get on and watch us turn the sound off.
Another category. Is mandatory. They want our formulas formed in our laboratory. They think of us as free tutors, recruiters. Just to kill them tracks up and now be peace shooters. Got a town full of haters, they down like the Raiders. Just hang around, baby, y'all sound is contagious. I'm sick, man, I sneeze hits. Four record labels, we seize this. The crackers and squares like Cheez-Its. I'm off the hook like Fisherman in Switzerland. Drop shells that ain't in the sand when in Japan. Got that killer flow, don't roll with no killers though. Just crazy since a baby, I make cuss like umbilical.
Sound off. You don't wanna make me sound off. When we blow it, makes a sound off. I can't even get this music sound off. When we get on and watch us turn the sound off. You don't wanna make me sound off. When we blow it, makes a sound off. I can't even get this music sound off. When we get on, I just turn the sound off. 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 Sound off.
Feeling Yeah, it's simple, man. All you gotta do is pop the CD in and press play. Other than that, you'll probably have a bad day. You hit me?
Yeah, and that was LS featuring J Rays with Space Boots. And right before that, that was BUD with Sound Off. Shout out to BUD for calling in earlier. A nice little interview. If you want to check him out, make sure you hit up Royalty Magazine. He is on the August cover of Royalty Magazine, www.royalty.streetswithaz.org. And I'm going to go ahead and get back into the mix here in a minute, but I'm going to tell you how for the anniversary, which is today, if you're just tuning in. Today is August 11, 2010. 9 years ago was the first day that I started Street Thoughts, and over the years it just has evolved to Streets Radio, Royalty Magazine, the Skedaddle Newsletter. So big shout out to everybody that has supported the movement. I wasn't able to get everybody's songs up here today to play, but don't worry about it, we'll get it popping in, and I'll continue the celebration for the whole month. It's 9 years, we deserve it. I'm probably not going to be here on my show on Sunday, the Streets Talk Show, because I got some technical things I got to handle with my provider here. I got to return my equipment and exchange it, so I don't believe I'm going to have it until next week. So catch me in the van next Wednesday, whatever Wednesday, 7 a.m. in the a.m. over here on the west side and 10 a.m. on the east side. Yeah, I mean, we do this every Wednesday in the Streets Talk when I get that show popping again. That show is every Sunday at 6 p.m. on the west side. Other than that, let me tell you how to win these prizes real quick. We are giving up to $2,500 in prizes away. So you're going to have to stay tuned to Streets Radio and my shows for the whole month of August in order to get your prizes. But basically, what I need you to do for the first one is have someone call in and send a shout-out to Streets Radio. Do that on my next show, whatever Wednesdays, have them call out 646-478-3243 for your chance to win $25 plus a gift bag right there on the spot. The person that has the most people call in and we get that evaluated during that time will win $25 plus a gift bag. So make sure you send a notice out on Twitter, Facebook, Reverb Nation, whatever you want. Have your people call in and send a shout out to Streets Radio for our anniversary month. 646-478-3243. Also, another way we're giving out prizes is that you can register at our forums, www.forums.streetswithaz.org. Everybody that does that for the month of August, if you are not already registered, will also have a chance to win $25 plus a gift bag. So make sure you go ahead and do that. I'm giving away up to $500 in prizes and clothes and stuff from this royalty. We're looking for a spokesmodel to do magazine commercials, you know, things like that for Royalty Magazine, Streets Radio, the whole Street Thoughts community. If you're interested in becoming Miss Royalty, we're going to have a contest. Go to www.royalty.streetswithaz.org and click on the Miss Royalty link for more information. Our next prize that we're going to be giving away, I'm telling you, it's a lot. It's because the anniversary is a 9-year run thing, so we got to keep it going. Join the promo team, www.citygrinder.com, for your info to winning up to $125. Other than that, we got $1,825 in prizes for Royalty Magazine cover features, an artist feature, featuring the Skedaddle Newsletter, interviews on Streets Radio, radio play for six consecutive months up to a year, mixtape features. We're going to get you logos, banners, and stuff and include that with our promotional material. You can also have your logo posted within the Streets community and have email blasts and promos and gift bags and prizes and student supporters and all this. This is a grand prize of up to over $1,800. So if you are interested in winning that prize, you have to also join our promo team at www.citygrinder.com. And there's two prizes for the promo team. One is winning up to $125. The other prizes are just what I just mentioned, which is the grand finale. So make sure you join the street team, and we'll send you more information on how to win those prizes. I just had to run that down real quick because we're running out of time. We only got about 3 minutes left. So make sure you stay tuned for the month of August to win these prizes, as well as check out those websites I told you to hit about. We're going to try to get another song in here from some more supporters, but I want to go into a Chris Brown track, Your Love Remix. I'm feeling this. Chris Breezy, holla.
Yeah. Fine. Got me like the sun, girl, look at me rise. Hot little thing up in my ride. I'm hard as hell, I ain't gon' lie, I ain't gon' lie. Shawty bad, no, she a keeper. Shawty did some things I ain't even seen before. And Shawty turned me into a believer. I can do whatever long as I don't mess with evil. For my name is, gon' scream it. When I'm all in that thing, Shawty. Cause we've been playing this game all day. And now I'm ready to go all the way. I'ma do it like all tickets looking now. And we can role play, girl, give it to me now. I'm giving you a massage, your booty like Nicki Minaj. Oh gosh.
Shawty, I'ma only tell you this once, girl. Playground. I wanna kiss everything from the waist down. Keep your ass up and your face down. Oh girl, loving the way you do it. Freaking me to the music. Keep a hat on like I'm Jewish. Ha, they be like, Chris, you foolish. What you take me for, a groupie? Nah, just wanna get you to my sex room and do my shit, and I don't mean restroom. First class, taking bubble baths. Tell her throw it in the bag like she's taking out the trash. Yeah, then let me see what you about now. If you official with the shit, I'ma bow down. I'ma eat it up, yeah, I'ma chow down. Saying all type of shit like, wow, damn.
Shawty, I'ma only tell you this once, girl, I need it.
Maestro on the beat, Maestro on the beat. Smack the bitch in the face, take her Gucci back, and a North Face off her back. Japper if she acts, funny with the money, oh, you got me mistaken.
Believe me, going hard is easy. war zone. The beast in the face. You see stars, see stars, see. They try to sleep like a power nap. You can say brainwash. A little bit shower.